Should be refreshed. He's had a couple of days off. They were back into training today and got a huge game against the Kangaroos this weekend. I speak of Daniel Talia, one of the key defenders at the Adelaide Football Club. Dan, how are you?
Hey, Bix. Hey, Ryan. How are you?
How did your little break go? You all refreshed and ready to go?
Yeah, I sure am. I got down to Milton and got in the surf and had a few relaxing days down there. So, certainly feel better and the body feels good and ready to go for the big Thursday night game.
Are you a surfer, are you?
Oh, I do a bit. No, I'm not good. Not good at all. But, my missus is, so she's certainly better than I am.
Oh, that's good to know. Let's talk about the big preparation for this week's game. You had your main training session today. How'd that go?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had a really good hit out. We trained really well and it was a bit wet, so that's good. It gave us a bit of practice for probably the conditions and the forecast for Thursday night. And trained really, really well and everyone was sharp and ready to go. We had a big hit out Saturday actually as well. So we've had two big sessions in a couple of days and now we'll freshen up and get ready to go Thursday.
Been a lot of focus on Brad Crouch over the last couple of weeks. How's he looking on the track?
Yeah, he's, you can see he's really training hard on the track and trying to get his numbers up, you know, speed-wise. And his skills have been really good the last couple of weeks as well. So you can see he's really pushing for a spot. And, he's been training the house down the last couple of weeks, which is good news for everyone.
You playing?
Yeah, I'm playing. Oh, would I play?
Yeah, would you play
him?
Brad?
Oh, it's a tough one. I don't know. The guys that have been inside have been, you know, there's just not a spot there at the moment, I don't think. It's going to be up the pike anyway, but the form suggests that the guys that have been in the side will probably stay in there. We had a good win against West Coast, so it'd be hard to get in, I'd say.
Tails, I watched a bit of training in the wet this morning, and it may be wet Thursday night, so really good practice. I noticed there was no really tackling practice. Will you need to as a team, or will it be addressed because you're playing North?
No, so we had a session Saturday, and we did a heap of that tackling and contact stuff, and matched him on Saturday. So we got a bit of both and we just wanted to, you know, we didn't want to do too much contact today going into Thursday. It was more skill-based. So we've done heaps of that and we know that that's going to be, you know, a crucial area against North. Saw last Friday night against Hawthorn, whoever won the clearances was scoring. So especially in the wet, that's going to be massive to get field advantage and, tackling is going to be a key part of the game as well.
Is the defensive six getting enough kudos, if you like, externally and internally? Because, you've really come on as a group, Tails.
Yeah, I think we have been, yeah, for sure. There's probably a bit too much talk for our liking. We're a bit quiet back there and like to go under the radar. So, we feel like we're going really well and playing some consistent footy. But, last time we played against North, in that last quarter, they probably got a hold of us. So, we're looking forward as a group to, challenging ourselves against a really tall and dynamic forward line. You know, they got Harvey and those guys down there and then, your Petrie and Waits and all the rest. So it's going to be a big challenge for us and we're really looking forward to it.
They've lost three of their last four. Do you see them as vulnerable?
Not vulnerable, not at all. They've played really good sides and, you know, they've been close games. So while they haven't been winning games of footy, they've been riding it and, sometimes sides that come off a win, don't play as well the next week. So they'll be hungry as we are to have a really good hit out and, can't wait to play Thursday night.
Not sure how you'd measure this or even answer it for that matter, but do you think you've got a lot more improvement as a team this year to go, Tails?
Oh, yeah, for sure. If we didn't, we'd be 12-0. So we've got heaps of improvement left in us. We can still get better in attack. Our defence is always a work in progress. And, our midfield's just started really gelling together the last couple of weeks. So still heaps of areas that we can improve on. And we want to start that on Thursday night.
Momentum's a big thing. You won four in a row playing ripping footy. That last quarter against West Coast, we haven't spoken to your tails, but it's as good a footy of any quarter of any team this year. You don't have to comment on that, but you've got the bye. Can you keep that momentum?
Yeah, I think so. I think the bye, the bye is what it is, and that's just the schedule and you plan for that. So we're really, really looking forward to, keeping that momentum going. You said we had a four wins in a row. We just want to keep that going and keep winning games of footy. And I know the boys are really hungry to do it against, a top four side. And that's what we've got the chance to do at home this week. So, just pumped to be playing a good side and, challenge ourselves again this week.
That top eight's going to be really tight and every game's going to be vital. You didn't play on the weekend. You dropped a spot. You're now eighth. Is top four the immediate team goal?
I think playing finals is always a goal. I'm not going to, you know, say top four or top eight. We've just got to keep winning games of footy, and I think it's about the way we're playing. And if we keep playing the way we have the last month, we feel like we can beat anyone. So, it's all about just winning games of footy, and, you know, top four, top eight. It's so tight. That'll come down to the last, you know, probably two or three rounds. So, and certainly we're looking towards, you know, that, but I'm not going to say it now. It'd be foolish to say it now. It's too early in the season.
I know you're not going to say it, but surely as players, you know you can be top four. Crikey's tails.
Oh, well, we always want to be. Every year you want to be a top four side, but if you start saying that now, it can often go the opposite
way. Well, don't say it. Do you believe it?
Oh, of course I believe it, mate. Done. We've just got to keep winning games of footy, yeah.
And one final one. Thursday night footy, you a fan?
Yeah, love Thursday night footy. It's always a big game, and then you get your weekend. So, yeah, it's great to be involved in, and I can't wait to play it.
Well, Daniel, we wish you all the best. Generally, there's a massive crowd gets there on Thursday night footy, and I'm pretty certain it'll be the same. Might be a bit wet and slippery, so defenders like you won't mind that, and good luck.
Yeah, you know I love the rain, Big, so yeah, can't wait for it.
Yeah, good work, Dan. Daniel Talia there, our guest. He is, of course, one of the premier defenders in the AFL, and he's an All-Australian, and he's a part of the Adelaide Football Club leadership group.
Super important.
And he's elevated his leadership, I think. He's the real general back there in defence. And if possible, he's become even more important to the Adelaide Football Club.
Here you go. They'll break the record this Thursday.
The crowd?
Yep.
Well, in the rain?
Yep. Okay, then they won. What's wrong with being positive?
Well, nothing's
Thursday
wrong. Nothing's
night,
wrong.
North Melbourne, top four beckons, come from a boy. How I feel for North to a degree. The AFL,
six-day break.
Six-day break and travel. And the Crows have just had the weekend off.